Gettysburg, Pickett's Charge, by Ansel,
Bridget,
Jalen,
Milo,
and Avery.
It was a warm July day, and the Battle of Gettysburg had finally ended when Union soldiers had defeated the Confederates in a counterattack that would live on forever in history as Pickett's Charge.
Laura, General Meade approached us the other day discussing the events at Gettysburg.
Men, in the events that took place at Cemetery Ridge yesterday, July 4th, 1863, the defense was incredibly impressive on your part.
I still don't know why I kept shooting back at them. Perhaps the fact that they only seemed to walk forward. It was inhuman how they never stopped. Even when their companions fell to the ground dead next to them.
Even then, the worst part came when they finally caught up to us. Desperate close quarters fighting ensued. I could barely tell what was happening. I remember that I managed to stab a Confederate with my bayonet. He simply froze and fell to the ground without a single cry or last word. Watching them march toward us for that mile in the heat was almost like a dream. Everything was in a haze and we just stood there, shooting them down while they marched toward us.
Oh, Ben, I'm just glad that she survived. Over 1,000 men died yesterday.
The war doesn't help much either. People are constantly working in the factories to produce guns, making the smog thicker than ever. The smog of the city has really gotten to me as of recently. It makes me wish to go to the country. But then, you tell me of all the monstrosities that happen in the battles, and I immediately forget my longings.
I've been following the war recently, and I'm concerned about what will occur once the South breaches us. We're angry, and I want to take drastic measures. It once came to me that perhaps we should start setting fire to their lands. Make sure their resources are stretched thin so they can't fight no more. Be careful, and good luck.
Over 1,000 men died that day in the Battle of Gettysburg, and the battle lasted 3 days, but eventually, after Union attacks pushing back the Confederates, General Lee ordered a last-ditch effort against the Union by ordering a charge at Cemetery Ridge. This would become a disaster for the Confederates as they advanced through an open field. The charge's failure had prevented the South from invading the North, turning the war to the Union's favor. The war would end in a Southern defeat on May 13, 1865. 620,000 soldiers lost their lives, taking up almost half the U.S. death toll of any conflict fought by the United States.